Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's a podcast featuring news, stories, events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll talk about pets that people often adopt in spring, around the Easter season, and which ones might not make the best indoor companion animals. Our guest speaker, shelter volunteer and rabbit enthusiast Mary O'Malley, will give you the 411 on owning a pet rabbit, and you'll hear all about the chocolate bunny adoption promotion. And we're also going to tell you about Snow, our featured pet of the week. So, Kristen, pets around Easter, a lot of folks giving bunnies, obviously the tie-in there, but things maybe we should avoid, like, you know, I don't know, chickens, ducks, or anything else?
One common tradition in many households around the Easter springtime season is to give chicks and ducklings as gifts. They can show up in an Easter basket, and they're easy to come by. You can buy them at farm supply stores. And so parents buy these not thinking about what those chicks and ducklings are actually going to turn into. We really discourage people from doing this, mostly because both chicks and ducklings carry salmonella and other bacteria that can be harmful or even deadly to children. They're really not safe to bring home. And they turn into chickens and ducks, which are very hard to care for. They can't be adequately cared for as indoor pets. And the vast majority of people just don't have the accommodations they need as they grow up and get larger. In addition, some of the animals, some of the chicks and ducklings, they grow up to be flightless. They're species that can't care for themselves, so you can't just put them on a pond. They actually will need care for throughout their life, and most people just aren't prepared to do that.
Yeah, good point. Some things I hadn't thought about. I guess maybe safe to give the peeps, the little marshmallow.
The marshmallow ones are safe in small quantities.
Okay. So we think about Easter, we think about adopting rabbits or, you know, giving rabbits or getting rabbits, not necessarily a bad thing, but there are some things that, you know, we should know about, some facts. And that's why we brought in shelter volunteer Mary O'Malley to be with us today. Mary, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I guess maybe to start with, what are a couple of things that most people really don't know about rabbits as pets?
Well, rabbits actually make great house pets. They can be litter box trained, just like a cat is litter box trained. You do have to watch out for the chewing habit and keep your wires and things out of the way. But I've actually also seen videos of rabbits doing clicker training. They do agility just like dogs do. They're much more interactive than people realize.
Wow. Okay. Are there special care tips or things, considerations we need to think about or where we're going to keep the rabbit as opposed to other animals?
Well, you want to make sure that the rabbit is not going to be overly stressed in their environment. You want to make sure that they can't get at anything that if they chew it, it will either hurt them or you will want to hurt them. You need to make sure
not so much fingers. Okay.
You want to make sure that wires are out of the way. You want to make sure that they have lots of things that they can chew on. I tend to like to use exercise pens as a housing for rabbits because it's portable. You can move it from one room to another if you want to. You can just open it up and let the rabbit do some supervised exercise running. And they tend not to be particularly protective of such a large space. They also need to have unlimited amounts of hay. That's the primary component of their diet. Then they get fresh greens twice a day. And most rabbits do very well on that kind of a diet.
Wow. So how long would a rabbit live if I, you know, got one for my child or someone gave to me? Is it a long life expectancy?
It actually is longer than most people realize. The average is 8 to 12 years.
Oh, wow.
The smaller rabbits live a longer time, just like in a lot of other animals. And so it's something that people really need to think about when they bring that rabbit home, that, you know, if you get it as a pet for your child, either, you know, mom needs to be able to take care of it because the child loses interest, or the child goes off to college and mom now has the rabbit.
Still
so one way or the other, the parent really has to buy into this.
So I'm assuming rabbits also get sick like other animals. Can you take your pet rabbit to the vet?
You can, but you need to go to an exotic animal vet. Most cat and dog vets don't do rabbits. They have special needs in terms of anesthesia. Their skin's very delicate. They've got a lot of special, you know, requirements that the exotic vets understand. The nice thing is they don't require shots all the time like dogs and cats do. They should probably have an annual checkup to make sure things are going well. But in general, they tend to be pretty healthy.
Okay. You kind of touched about the rabbits living inside. Can a rabbit live outside as well?
I mean, are there
they
structures?
They can, but here's the problem. Well, there's a couple problems with that. One is that there are a lot of predators in this area who very much enjoy eating rabbits. So you've got hawks, you've got eagles, you've got coyotes, you've got foxes. So you've just got the physical danger to the animal out there. The other piece of it is that as a pet, they really don't get to express themselves fully and build a relationship with you if they're stuck in a hut in the backyard. So to really get the most out of your pet, they should be part of your family.
We're kind of talking about, you know, rabbits as pets, and a lot of folks may want to give them or, you know, go adopt a pet rabbit and give to kids or family or whatever. Are rabbits necessarily good pets for small kids?
I don't recommend them for small children. Okay. Rabbits require a great deal of care. I would put them on a par with or maybe even slightly more work than a cat. They are have a tendency to kick when they're upset about something, and they don't want to just sit in your lap. They hate being picked up because when you think about it, it's a prey animal. If you're being picked up, the next thing that happens might not be good. So they don't work well for very small children. Children don't typically have the patience to really deal with a rabbit properly. Older children, absolutely. If they're responsible, sure. But like I say, the parent has got to want the rabbit.
If there was one major piece of advice you would give to someone who is thinking about adopting a rabbit, what would it be?
I would say do your homework. Find out, you know, what the requirements are, what it's really going to take care of this animal, what kind of commitment you're getting yourself into. Think it out before you do it.
Yeah. Interesting. Several things I had never really thought about rabbits. Any final thought or anything I haven't asked you that you wish I had?
Well, personally, I love rabbits as pets. I think they're a lot of fun. I've learned a tremendous amount from having them. It's very different from having a cat or a dog, and I think they're a great part of my family, but everybody's mileage varies.
Well, we may see an increase in adoption of rabbits at the animal shelter
that
because of
be
this
great.
Podcast. All right. Interesting tie-in. Going to transition to Kristen because we have something called a chocolate bunny promotion we want to talk about.
Right. So we wanted to do a rabbit positive adoption promotion around Easter this year, and we decided to invite people to come to the shelter. So every Saturday through April 19th, we're inviting people during our open hours to come to the shelter to learn about the actual care, habitat, enrichment requirements of owning a rabbit, have some cuddle time with some of our available adoptable bunnies, and we're going to give you not only a packet of information, but we're also going to give you a chocolate bunny if you come and see us and learn more about rabbits. If you still want to adopt a rabbit after learning more about them, we're going to give you certificates for half off a rabbit adoption around Easter.
So come and get an educational opportunity, get some chocolate, whether you take home a real live bunny or not.
Right. We say you can love a chocolate bunny for 10 minutes or you can love a real bunny for 10 years.
Awesome. And to kind of, I guess, keep our rabbit theme going, I think the last podcast we really featured cats, and this time kind of talking about rabbits tying in with the season. We're going to have a rabbit as our featured pet. And it's Snow, I think, is the name?
Yeah, we wanted to talk about Snow today because Mary alluded to that bunnies can kick. And bunnies also will express themselves in various ways when they're unhappy. And Snow was a bunny who at the shelter was just not happy. She's a large white rabbit. She's gorgeous. But she was not very friendly when she was at the shelter. And the staff said, we don't know what we're going to do with her. We can't make her available for adoption. So we sent her to a foster home where she completely came out of her shell. Her personality changed so much. And we call her our interior decorator because she is supervised, of course, goes around her foster mom's house and like moves things where she wants them. She has a huge personality. And so we're hoping to adopt her from, not bring her back to the shelter, but we're hoping people will want to come meet her. And they can email us at the address we'll give at the end of the program if they're interested in meeting Snow.
Okay. So Snow, the white rabbit, our featured pet. And again, just to remind you listening that the featured animals here on the podcast really don't last long.
Octavia got adopted.
Okay,
the cat we featured last time.
Awesome.
So I think we're 100% now.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately, George Clooney, the dog, took a little bit longer than anybody else, but
he
we're
did.
Still 100%.
We are.
Okay. We've got a minute or two left before our time runs out, so I do want to take advantage of Mary being here because, Mary, you're a board member of the Friends Group with the Animal Shelter. So can you kind of give me some information about that Friends Group, what it is, what it does?
Well, the Friends of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter was founded in 2006, and we basically exist because the shelter is a municipal shelter. Mm-hmm. They don't have the budget to do everything that they want to do for the animals, and we're a 501c3. Therefore, we can take donations from the public, and we can support the shelter and help the animals. We do things like pay for surgeries. There was a dog that got brought in with two broken front legs. That's an expensive surgery, and Friends covered that. Things like a dog that has cherry eye that is, you know, it's not a very serious condition, but it tends to mean people don't want to adopt it because they know it needs to be fixed.
Right.
So we'll take care of that so the animal can be adopted more easily.
Okay.
We also do a lot with providing enrichment types of things to the animals. And we work very closely with the shelter on what helps the animals the most.
Right.
They buy all the cool stuff that makes the animals' day, like, happy and fun while they're at the shelter. So cat towers for the cats, toys for the cats. They bought these mobiles, and you wouldn't believe how much that makes a difference for the cats, but they just sit. It's those mobiles that hang off the ceiling, and the cats just sit and watch them all day long. So they enable us to do stuff that we just couldn't do otherwise.
Right. How would, if someone was interested in supporting the Friends or becoming a friend, what's the process? How would they?
They can contact us through our website, which is www.ffcas.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Anything else about the Friends before we let you go?
We're a great group.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, it takes a lot of folks to help with our animals, so we're glad that the Friends Group is involved. That, unfortunately, is going to do it for our time today, but we do want to thank you for listening to the Animal Shelter Pawcast. And remember, if you're looking for a rabbit, or maybe you're more of a dog person or a cat person, don't forget that the Fairfax County Animal Shelter is where your new best friend is waiting for you to come get them. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all your questions answered.
And if you'd like to see a bunch of cute animals, visit Channel 16 and watch the television program Tips and Tales. The Fairfax County Animal Shelter Pawcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government, and we thank you for listening.